Oh. Okay. Energy 108 and music from our newest Toronto resident, Mr. Nivek. Mr. Nivok. What's the different pronunciations there?
Mr. Nivok's fine.
Mr. Nivok's fine?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm from the States originally, so it's Mr. Nivek. So welcome to the show and welcome to Toronto. You came here for the first time officially to play Pleasure Force a couple of weeks ago, and
you're
living here now.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't your first trip to Toronto, was it?
No, I've lived here before, but I decided to come back because what the heck, I needed to change.
That's it. And the Toronto's you're getting here just as spring is breaking, so it's a good change. You don't have to go through all this fabulous winter, which I'm sure you were not accustomed to living in the south of France, were you?
No, not at all.
Now, you were promoted to Pleasure Force as being a prime purveyor of the Goa trance.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is Goa trance?
Well, Goa trance is actually a cross between German trance and English progressive housey trance. And Goa is actually are beaches in India, where in the early 90s there used to be full moon parties, psychedelic parties, and but after a while the authorities banned everything because it was disturbing the natives and everything. So all these rich little European boys would go over there and partying. Went back home. Some of them, such as Sven Vaught, Darren Emerson, it's a whole bunch partiers, and they went back home and decided to make music, and they brought back a certain sound. Usually, it's not too fast. So usually, around 140 BPM. Very bumpy and jumpy. It uses a lot of general analogical keyboards, old synthesizers, Moog, Junos, stuff like that. And it's I don't know. It's very happy, but not happy in a stupid way. It's very positive dance music.
It doesn't really have very much to do with any sort of mystical philosophy or anything like that, does it? There's people running around saying it's made in India and so forth, which it isn't, and
no,
consequently has a mystical overtone to it.
It does have a mystical thing to it, because actually it's more of a philosophy than a mystical thing, because the perfect party land does not exist. It would have been nice to be if it was Goa, but it's not. It doesn't exist. So I guess it's more of a dream than anything. That's what Goa, the Goa thing represents more.
The dream of the perfect party.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's usually, well, I know in Europe, it's a much older crowd. It's people who really want to have fun. Basically, that's it.
Now, what I'd like to do is ask you to stay on for a little bit of our next segment and maybe do a couple of examples of different kinds of trance coming out of Europe and the Middle East, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get an example of some of the things you're talking about, because I find it fascinating. We play all this music, whatever we can get, those of us who play trance, and sometimes we don't know exactly what it is we're playing, and not often we get an expert here, so if you'll stick around, we'll chat about that and play some different kinds of trance coming up.
Sure.
Okay, on Energy 108, coming up next.
On the air,
try out
music here from Mr. Nivok, and we're going to kind of define what we're doing here. So what is this?
This is very gorgeous, actually. It's the overload. So it's to get an idea, the sounds that they use are very round.
Full.
I don't know how to describe them. It's just, you get the idea by listening to it.
We have a little contest here. Describe the sounds.
Analogical.
Energy 108. Bud Latour here. Remember, if it's Bud, it's Latour. And we're talking with Mr. Nivok, the new Toronto prime purveyor of Goa trance. That's tough to say. And this, the stuff that you've been playing now for us here, the track you started out with, The Overlords, is that Goa sound.
Mm-hmm.
And this is more it's that hard acid trance.
Well, the track just before that is German. It's more along the lines of hard house. But, as I said, it's not good to label music.
No, it isn't good to label music, although it's sometimes good just to say, you know, this is sort of an example of what we talk about when we say hard trance,
mm-hmm.
or hard house trance or whatever, for people who aren't aware but want to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to people who just, you know, get off on the music. But as you were saying, Goa is somewhat of a state of mind. It's a very happy.
Yeah, it's very happy.
Very positive.
Positive state of mind,
yeah.
More than anything. It is a certain type of music that comes mainly from England, but most of all, it's a way of thinking, a way of being. The Goa parties in England and in France and in Europe in general, but majorly in England and France, you see it's very underground, not commercial at all. The flowers look pieces of paper, but just look like nothing. But the parties are exceptional.
People know what to expect. Yeah. Sounds a little bit like the Detroit parties, extremely underground, not, you know, fancy flyers and stuff like that. Any possibility would you bring some people over and organize a party like that here?
Hopefully in August, bring some of my friends over, who are musicians and DJs, who represent the core of the Goa scene in Europe, actually. Hopefully, Martin Freeland and TIP Records, as well as Sales Sheep. I don't know, we'll see.
In the meantime, where will we be able to hear you play again?
At the Destiny Party in July.
The three-day party.
Yeah, the three-day party.
Yeah.
And another party in August, but that will be a surprise.
So we have to wait till July. Maybe. Maybe we can grab you for a small party somewhere. And if we do grab him for a small party somewhere, we'll tell you about it here. On Energy 108. Thank you very much, Jean-Michel, for coming by and sharing your music with us today.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, and respects to our friends. A pleasure for us. John E., who says he's listening tonight.
Hi, John E.
Unlimited, the store with all the sports paraphernalia.
Sports para what?
Sports Unlimited has your skateboard, sunglasses, inline skates from Rollerblade, Oxygen and K2, tennis, golf, exercise equipment, and much more.
Sounds wicked.
See Sports Unlimited for cool clothing from Massimo, Umbro, Yaga, O'Neill, No Fear, and more.
How about shoes?
Nike, Airwalk, plus bikes like Bianchi and Gary Fisher with RockShox. All at Sports Unlimited.
Where are you guys?
382 Queen Street East, Brampton. Sports Unlimited, the store that's got all the sports paraphernalia.
It's a worldly feast with a Mediterranean flavor. Finally, exotic meals without exotic prices. Montford Restaurant. Only the best from the Mediterranean. Greek, Lebanese, and Egyptian. For lunch and dinner or after the club experience, come to Montford Restaurant for falafels, shawarma, seafood, steaks, Greek salads, or Montford's famous chicken. Montford Restaurant with two locations. 386 Iroquois Shore off Trafalgar, Oakville, and 796 Brand Street, south of Fairview in Burlington. Open till 3 a.m. weekdays till 4 a.m. weekends.
This is the Dr. Trance Show, an exclusive presentation of Energy 108.
A special little treat here before we get into your Raven party line tonight. Robbie from Cyrus has come down and brought something with him. And what might this be, Rob?
I've brought a new test pressing for a track forthcoming on a new Cyrus album that we've been working on. It's by DJ Fantasy and it's entitled Still in Love.
Well done. I'm going to go home now.
To your party lineup for this coming week, he said, with his voice heavily filtered because he was calling on a telephone. Friday night, there will be an official pre-Destiny 9 party featuring many of the DJs who will be playing on Saturday night at Destiny 9. That's next Saturday night. And the official pre-Destiny party will get underway around 1:30 in the morning at the northeast corner of Richmond and Victoria. Richmond and Victoria, the northeast corner, all ages, $3 admission after 1:30 in the morning for the pre-Destiny party, and that's going on Friday night. See you there.
DJ Fantasy, who will be appearing on this show live in 2 weeks. He'll be here for Cyrus in 2 weeks. And speaking of Cyrus, Robbie, tell me about this record that's coming out, this label, this whole thing.
Well, we have about 12 tracks that are done right now with six mixes by DJ Fantasy, two remixes.
mixes by DJ Hype, who will also be on hand May the 6th, and a couple other DJs in England like Alex Reese, who's really hot right now, and DJ Gemini, who is down in November. So we're putting all this all together, and hopefully we'll be out in early summer.
Wow, that's great. People are starting to talk about music coming from Toronto now as opposed to other places, so it's great that we finally got someone taking a first step aside from some of the normal channels that you hear from the progressive house and stuff. Okay, so while you're here, I don't want to dwell on this too much, but we're talking about, there's a thing about rumors that are happening right now in the scene that, I got to tell you folks out there, the people like Rob are very accessible. They're more than happy to talk to you. Promoters are more than happy to talk to you. So hear a rumor, these are the people to go to and find out exactly what is going on. So exactly what did happen with the last Cyrus?
On March 25th, I mean, it was really out of our control, but our DJs from the UK were on a flight from Miami to Chicago, where they were supposed to receive their work permits by fax at the Chicago airport. And as soon as they got off the plane, they were told they were involved in illegal activities the last time they were here, and were told if they stepped on Canadian property, they'd be arrested. So,
but they weren't involved in illegal activities.
They weren't involved in any illegal activity the last time they were here, which is really...
Somebody misinformed somebody on that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think now more than ever, people really have to sort of stick by all the reputable companies, and no one's been out to hurt anyone before, so why start now?